Welcome back to another edition of the K State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here with you guys on this kind of a special edition on this weekend edition of this podcast. Of course, the K State Podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's where yours truly, Eddie Greer, lives in Manhattan, Kansas here. It's been a cold weekend. Well, I should say cold week here as we enter into the weekend. Okay, so focusing primarily on this edition on men's basketball. Look, coming into this game, a huge game this afternoon against Iowa State at home. You just beat this team a couple weeks ago. You know, all the talk around here, at least media-wise, podcast-wise, has been the men's basketball team have a chance to get in the NCAA tournament. If you've been paying attention to the weekly edition of the podcast, especially probably not this one, not the new one, but the last couple of ones, episodes, let's see, 87, 86, maybe 85 too. Maybe all those, if you missed out on all of those, please go check those out wherever you listen to your podcast. That I was made fun of that, you know, I gave this team no chance, and I basically threw their chances in the garbage can, right? And guess what? I still stand that way because look, there's just too many flaws. And that, I might be way too blunt, but I'm gonna roll with it anyways with my gut, and I'm gonna stick with it. I mean, it's just too much. Yes, Joe Lunardi a week ago had K-State first four out, actually, before K-State lost in brutal fashion in overtime against Oklahoma State on the road. A game that you have to have, and you couldn't get it done. You could not get away from Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma State put you away in overtime with Avery Anderson knocking down that dagger three there with 2 seconds left, I believe, in that game last weekend. So, yeah, there's that, and then you get just your doors blown off against KU on Tuesday night in a laugher. You lose by 21. You pretty much let KU do what they do usually every year since I've been here, at least. When it comes to playing them in Lawrence, you get your ass handed to you. So now you got to take in the phrase for this basketball team is for the last, what, maybe month or so, is that you got to take care of your home court. You did that already against West Virginia, right? So you got to take care of that. And then you somehow got to go on the road and play Texas Tech, who's playing probably the best basketball probably next to KU. If maybe even – I could probably even challenge you on that if better than that. So you got to – and go on top of the cherry on top, I lean on K-State to their best chance out of the two ranked opponents between KU and Texas Tech. Was Texas Tech. So we'll have to see about that. And K-State's defense did not show up against KU. I mean, offensively, they would have won the ball game if the defense showed up. If they're playing anybody else, that includes Texas Tech. Yeah, yes, I said it. I'll throw that in there a little bit. But instead, you know, defense don't show up. And you let KU do what they do. They open threes. Everybody get on the action. And you don't defend, you don't contest anything, and bam, 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 bam. You know, so what's it going to be like here? Obviously, we were down Iowa State on the road two weeks ago, probably at best. We just played this team on the road. We fell behind by 12 points at one point. We also, in the second half, fell behind this team 15 points. We can't do that. You cannot fall behind, especially at home. You pretty much lose this game, like McCole said in the new edition of the podcast, which we're very excited about. A lot of great insight, by the way. Kind of a shameless plug, but not really a proud plug, having our first special guest on the podcast, Keaton Valentine, former backup running back of K-State, back in the early 2000s. Joined us, and he will be a recurring guest on the show. We'll have him back probably in the middle of the spring ball here to give him his give us more insight, but just terrific insight. Great conversation all the way around. And as my co-host put it this week, the roundtable discussion with Keithan about the K-State football team and the state of that as well. I don't want to spoil any of that. It came out last night. Please, please, you're a big K-State football fan or big K-State fan in general, please download that wherever you get your podcast. Great content. And it's possible already that we could have another special guest on here next week on episode 89 of the Purple Watcher Podcast Weekly. Man, so excited for what could be another good guest. And I'm not going to spoil the beans on that one. But anyways, yeah. So, I mean, you just got to want to watch Team Case. And you've heard me. If you've been listening to these dailies about basketball, which K-State team, and particularly focused on the men's team, really, that which team is going to show up, and if they're in their last legs with this whole tournament thing and they don't win Iowa State, Oklahoma, which are there are winnable games given the fact that they should have probably beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma was down three starters. This was going back early, the first game in the Big 12 tournament, Big 12 season, and they played, and Oklahoma got them at the line. Got them again. That's been a theme of this. That's been kind of annoying. K-State's been in these majority of these games, most of them, not against the big fear points like Baylor on the road, KU on the road. Things like they've been, for the rest of them, they've been in these games but haven't finished. That is the issue with this basketball team this year in 2021-22, right? That's the most frustrating part about this, and the questions have started to rise up every week goes by, and I don't know. I hate to be the dagger of the bad news, but I got to be bluntly honest. I mean, everybody's giving them this little hope. Even we go out and, okay, let's say we go out, sweep all the rest of these games, and maybe steal one in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, which, for whatever reasons, K-State is known to do in the Big 12 tournament, go out there and win the first game of the tournament and then fall in the second game, right? So, I'm probably in the only camp, but everybody else is starting to join me a little bit, saying, hey, even if they win all three of these games, and Alex made a great point on episode 88, which is out now, like I just said a few moments ago, you go back to the missed opportunities, right? Including Oklahoma State last weekend. Marquette, another one. And maybe not getting one of those other games. Yes, we got Wichita State was a great win, but you don't have a win. You didn't even pick up a win against either Illinois or Arkansas. In Kansas City, you got shut out there and a bad loss to Ole Miss. All those add up. And we could miss the tournament. Everybody's giving us hope. I'll be stunned if we, I'll be honest with you. I'll be stunned if we got a game in the first four or last four in or something like that. Like the first four in or something like that contest to get yourself into the big dance, something like that. Because that's what it's going to be. Because that's what it's going to look like right now. So, I mean, that's what it's going to be. K-State's going to have to earn their way in. So that's the way it's gonna hold, and I just don't see it. I mean, they're gonna have to show me. Goes back to what I've been talking about recently. You gotta play Texas Tech's playing their best ball right now, right? Late in the season, you got to turn it up somehow, play your best basketball at the right time. Can this team do that? This team actually did it last year with a piss poor record, excuse my language, but a piss poor record. At 9-21, they played their best. They saved their best basketball for the last few games of the season. They knocked off Oklahoma, which was in that discussion. They were all over TCU in the Big 12 tournament first round, and they took Baylor to the limit in the second round. So, do they have a late run in them to maybe, hey, show the committee, hey, you know, we got something here. But we just gotta see how this shakes out. This afternoon, 1 o'clock tip off. Iowa State coming to Bramlage tonight. No, this is this afternoon. So we're just gonna find out and see where this all goes. And I'm on the camp that when all said and done, K-State will once again miss the tournament, and we're going to have questions, more questions, going into the basketball offseason concerning the men, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for right now in this special edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Stay tuned for more coverage on Triple P.